responsible for providing national intelligence to the president, correct?
Yes.
And to the heads of executive branch departments and agencies, yes?
Yes.
And to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and senior military commanders?
Across the IC, yes.
And to the Senate and the House and relevant committees, correct?
Yes.
And the law states that the national intelligence you provide to Congress, quote, should be timely, objective, and independent of political considerations, correct?
Yes.
And you noted in your opening statement you're here fulfilling a statutory responsibility and that your testimony, quote, represents the IC's assessment of threats,
that's right,
correct? That opening statement, as submitted to the committee in advance of this hearing, stated that as a result of last summer's airstrikes, quote, Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated, end quote, correct?
That's right.
And is that in fact the assessment of the intelligence community?
Yes.
So the assessment of the intelligence community is that Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated by last summer's airstrikes?
Yes.
And the opening statement you submitted to the committee last night also stated, quote, there has been no effort since then to try to rebuild their enrichment capability, end quote, correct?
That's right.
And that's the assessment of the intelligence community?
Yes.
The White House stated on March 1st of this year that this war was launched and was, quote, a military campaign to eliminate the imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, end quote. That's a statement from the White House. Quote, the imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime. Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was a...
She knows that, right?
She must. I would assume everybody in Trump's, like, high-level positions check his fucking Truth Social every day.
I wonder if she's, how much she's throwing the White House under the bus here, but okay, go ahead.
An imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime.
The intelligence community assessed that Iran maintained the intention to rebuild and to continue to grow their nuclear enrichment capability.
Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, yes or no?
Senator, the only person who can determine what is and is not an imminent threat is the president.
False. This is the worldwide. This is the worldwide threats hearing where you present to Congress national intelligence, timely, objective, and independent of political considerations. You've stated today that the intelligence community's assessment is that Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated and that, quote, there had been no efforts since then to try to rebuild their enrichment capability. Was it the intelligence community's assessment that, nevertheless, despite this obliteration, there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime? Yes or no?
It is not the intelligence community's responsibility to determine what is and is not an imminent threat.
Okay.
That is up to the president based on a volume of
information
that he receives.
It is precisely your responsibility to determine what constitutes a threat to the United States. This is the worldwide threats hearing where, as you noted in your opening testimony, quote, you represent the IC's assessment of threats. You are here to represent the IC's assessment of threats. That's a quote from your own opening statement. And so my question is, as you're here to present the IC's assessment of threats, was it the assessment of the intelligence community?
People are... don't ever make me defend this fucking witch. But her answer here, in my opinion, is a very important and a very good answer, because what she's telling you is the intelligence community did not make the assessment that Iran needed to be attacked. This came from the White House, period. That's what she's saying. It's up to the president. It's not. They're the ones that should assess, like, how urgent it is to attack, but she's saying that that's up to the president to figure out. What she's saying there is that that shit was not our call. That was Trump's call, 100%. That's what she's saying, but yeah.
Like, we provide the guidance, they make the decisions. I wonder like, they're preparing for midterms, like, you know, there's going to be inquisitions and shit, so I need to start playing it safe.
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I mean, she kind of throws the White House fully under the bus here of, like, hey, the intelligence community's opinion is that, yeah, their Iran's nuclear capabilities were fully destroyed.
Yep. Yeah, she does.
She says it at the beginning.
Because she could have equivocated on that hard.
No.
Like, well, we assessed that we did temporary damage, but we, you know, you never know. They could be building other stuff, or we always kept the option. But she didn't say that. Her opening statements were clear and unambiguous that Ossoff is quoting from. And then she's clearly and unambiguously stating here that the White House is the one that made the decision to attack.
Yeah, the president makes the determination. Yeah.
That, as the White House claimed on March 1st, there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime. Yes or no?
Once again, Senator, The intelligence community has provided the inputs that make up this annual threat assessment.
You won't answer the question.
It is the nature of the imminent threat that the president has to make that determination based on a collection and volume
of information and intelligence that he has provided with. You're here to be timely, objective, and independent of political considerations.
Exactly what I'm doing.
No, you're evading a question because to provide a candid response to the committee would contradict a statement from the White House.
Interesting. I mean, I feel like she does try to play it a little bit both sides and evade at the end, but I think at the beginning...
I totally disagree. That is a clear and unambiguous, I wouldn't say condemnation, but the responsibility on this one is 100%.
Yeah, I think at the beginning she definitely plays that. I think she tries to play coy around where she talks about, like, hey, we'd have to go back to the middle.
She's... Threat is the president. The intelligence community assessed that Iran maintained the intention to rebuild and to continue to grow their nuclear enrichment.
Like that statement?
Yeah.
That's not a threat, right?
No. Well, they want to make nukes eventually. Yeah.
So all we did was we determined that Iran wants to keep building nukes. They have the intention to continue building. Like, yeah, we know that much.
Yeah.
Now, was there an imminent threat? Well, that's up for the president to determine. And that's the motherfucker that pulled the trigger or watched Israel pull the trigger on Iran over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll watch all of Tulsi's present hearing or whatever, but from what I was hearing from Tulsi Gabbard's stuff, if I'm not misunderstanding, it really, really, really sounds like Tulsi Gabbard is throwing the White House under the bus significantly. That's what I heard. When somebody asks you, like, did you guys assess that Iran was an imminent threat to the United States? And she says, the intelligence community is responsible for putting together all sorts of stuff. We don't assess whether or not something is immediately a threat or whatever. That's up to the president. When she was saying that over and over and over again, what's being communicated in my mind is this was a decision that was solely made by the White House. It did not come from the intelligence community, which is a pretty big... Can we watch Desai's video on it? Just Desai, does he point this out?
Like for you, first of all, to be back in Washington.
Did Josiah get a tan?
Yesterday you said that only the president, only the only person who can determine what is an imminent threat is the president of the United States.
The only thing that makes me second guess my interpretation is it seems like the people questioning her weren't picking up on this. But so maybe I could be wrong. And I feel like they would know, but I don't know.
Yesterday you said that only the president, only the only person who can determine what is an imminent threat is the president of the United States. Do you stand by that statement?
Yes, I do.
Director Ratcliffe, do you agree with that assessment that the president is the only person that can determine if something is an imminent threat or not?
To me, it sounds like she's just really afraid to say outright, we did not tell the president the threat was imminent, which does what you said, but also dissolves any trust in her position. I disagree. Taking out her word and then reading between the lines, I don't have to say reading between the lines. It sounds like what she's saying is that the intelligence community, I need to find the exact line of questioning. I listened to it with Mutin. I don't think it was on stream, but somebody was asking like it was a clear line of questioning. Did you blow up all of Iran's nuclear reactors? Yes. Did you really obliterate their facilities? Yes. And do you think there was an imminent threat? President decides that. That sounds to me like you're saying, we said shit was fucked. We were fine on it. Everything was good. Iran was nowhere near anything. President's the one who decides whether... That's what I heard when she was speaking. But I don't remember what... I don't know which part of it we were listening to, or if Mutin had the link to that. I think it was just watching their stream when he was watching it. Oh, it might have been when Ossoff was... questioner, actually.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you all for being here. And before I
we'll just listen to his whole line of questioning, I guess.
A few questions. I want to call everyone's attention again to this fundraising email signed by the president that Senator Kelly mentioned earlier.
These are crazy, bro.
In which the president of the United States invites his campaign donors to, quote, claim your spot, join now to receive private national security briefings to his political donors, featuring a photo of the president at a dignified transfer ceremony with a flag-draped coffin of an American service member killed in action returning to their family. And the American people need to know that the president of the United States is fundraising for his political campaign and his...
Tulsi Gabbard just doesn't know how to spin this. I disagree. I hate her. But I think if she needed to spin this, I think she could. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because I feel like my analysis was bolstered by, if it's even true, but if it's not true, then forget everything I'm about to say. Laura Loomer today was tweeting out that Gabbard is on her way out. But maybe Loomer's just trying to create pressure, or maybe, I don't know if she just tweets random shit or whatever. Dude, people that use Twitter this much, this is not healthy. What do these people do all day? I get paid to do this shit and I don't tweet this much. The fuck? Scoop. You know it's true because she put scoop. Tulsi Gabbard's political staff expect that she is about to resign following the resignation of her colleague, Joe Kent, 16 Jan 19. But I don't know I would wait for other people to report on that for it to see if any of this is true or not, I guess.
PAC using images of American service members killed in action, and it's a disgrace. Now, Director Gabbard, I'd like to reground this in your core responsibilities. Under the law, you are responsible for providing national intelligence to the president, correct?
Yes.
And to the heads of executive branch departments and agencies, yes?
Yes.
And to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and senior military commanders?
Do they need to spend anything at this point? Yes, because I think the writing is on the wall that this is not a popular war. I can't give you a state of mind or predict. I really don't know.
Across the IC, yes.
And to the Senate and the House and relevant committees, correct?
Yes.
And the law states that the national intelligence you provide to Congress, quote, should be timely, objective, and independent of political considerations, correct?
Yes.
And you noted in your opening statement you're here fulfilling a statutory responsibility and that your testimony, quote, represents the IC's assessment of threats,
that's
correct?
Right.
That opening statement, as submitted to the committee in advance of this hearing, stated that as a result of last summer's airstrikes, quote, Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated, end quote, correct?
That's right.
Now, don't always think about what they say. Think about what they're not saying, right? Now, again, these people aren't stupid. So she knows where this line of questioning is going. Now, if this was like a Christy Noem or Pam Bondi or whatever other bullshit, one of these other fucking stooges who's up here, right? If they were said, you guys said, correct, that you obliterated Iran's nuclear capability, correct? Instead of just saying, correct, they would say, yes, but they could still be working on something. We obliterated what was there at the time, right? They could say a whole much more, but she doesn't. She gives a crystal clear, yes, it was destroyed. Yes.
Quote, Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated.
Obliterated. The nuclear enrichment program, not just their warheads, not just the bomb, but their enrichment was obliterated.
End quote, correct?
That's right.
And is that in fact the assessment of the intelligence community?
Yes.
Yes. That's it. Yes. Nothing else. Yes. Just yes. That's it.
So the assessment of the intelligence community is that Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated by last summer's airstrikes.
Yes.
That's it. Yes.
And the opening statement you submitted to the committee last night also stated, quote, there has been no effort since then to try to rebuild their enrichment capability, end quote, correct?
That's right.
And
that's it. No effort to rebuild.
The assessment of the intelligence community.
Yes.
Yes.
The White House stated on March 1st of this year that this war was launched and was, quote, a military campaign to eliminate the imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, end quote. That's a statement from the White House. Quote, the imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime. Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was an imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime?
There are a million ways that she could answer this question. That she could just meander to other facts. Well, Iran has been hostile in the past. They could, try to get weapons again. We know they were trying to reacquire them, or they were rebuilding, or we don't know where all the nuclear material is. There's a million ways that she could answer that question if she was trying to provide any cover whatsoever for Washington, right? There's a million ways she could answer this question.
Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was an imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime?
The intelligence community assessed that Iran maintained the intention to rebuild and to continue to grow their nuclear enrichment capability.
Was it
the intention to?
Assessment of the intelligence community that there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, yes or no?
Senator, the only person who can determine what is and is not an imminent threat is the president.
False.
The only person who can make that call about imminent threat is Trump. That is a total shuffle of responsibility to that decision. All of that is on Trump. In my opinion, especially given how much every cabinet level fucking loser has carried water for Trump, that is a crazy fuck you to the White House to just totally, because it doesn't sound to me, now maybe in other parts of this hearing, maybe I changed my mind, I've listened to the whole thing, maybe in other parts here, she's more supportive of Trump, but this sounds to me like a complete and total, we gave him the intel, I said what the fuck I said, whether or not he thinks we're gonna get blown up, that's on him to figure out. We didn't say shit about that.
This is the worldwide threat.
This is exactly what Trump wants. He has the power to decide is how he sees it. I disagree. I think it's what Trump wants in reality, but in presence to the media, I think Trump wants other people to kind of like take some bullets for him or to shuffle the responsibility around, especially with this war being so fucking unpopular, right?
Threats hearing where you present to Congress national intelligence, timely, objective, and independent of political considerations. You've stated today that the intelligence community's assessment is that Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated and that, quote, there had been no efforts since then to try to rebuild their enrichment capability. Was it the intelligence community's assessment that nevertheless, despite this obliteration, there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat.
It's not unpopular for the people that vote Republican. I think that overall with the American people is very unpopular. I think Republicans have kind of sort of supported it, but less than they have other things in the past. Give me polling data for Republicans right now and how they feel about it. Also, it won't survive the gas price hikes. It won't the opinion will not survive that.
Threat posed by the Iranian regime. Yes or no?
It is not the intelligence community's responsibility to determine what is and is not an imminent threat.
Okay.
That is up to the president
the problem.
Based on a volume of
information
that he receives.
It is precisely your responsibility to determine what constitutes a threat to the United States.
It absolutely is the responsibility of the intelligence community. It absolutely is. Like, obviously, this is part of your IC. This is part of your threat assessments, right? For presidential briefings and everything else. Of course it is. You would never leave this up to just the president. Now, it might be the president's final call to act, but...
This is the worldwide threats hearing, where, as you noted in your opening testimony...
Tulsi is just saying it in a way that will make Trump happy, because he hears that he's the boss on... I disagree. I totally disagree. But who knows? I could be wrong. Maybe I'm looking at this completely differently. I feel like this is throwing him under the bus completely on this.
Quote, you represent the IC's assessment of threats. You are here to represent the IC's assessment of threats. That's a quote from your own opening statement. And so my question is, as you're here to present the IC's assessment of threats, was it the assessment of the intelligence community that, as the White House claimed on March 1st, there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime? Yes or no?
Once again.
Well, look who it is.
Stream.
And Senator, the intelligence community has...
What'd I miss?
Provided the...
As you're watching this Tulsi Gabbard thing.
Inputs that make up this annual threat assessment.
You won't answer the question.
She is throwing under the bus. You were correct.
Wait, why are you saying I was correct? Did something come out to prove my point?
That kind of, but I sent you two other links of this hearing, and she kind of did another Donald Trump bad-esque move.
Shit. Okay, I'll check. Hold on.
Imminent threat that the president has to make that determination based on a collection and volume
you're here
of
to
information
be timely.
And intelligence that he you're is
here,
provided with.
You're here to be timely, objective, and independent of political considerations.
I don't think he's ashamed of being responsible for this war, considering he uses literally every opportunity in front of a camera talking about the war. Yeah, but you don't want the impression that like your top cabinet people are not supporting you on it. And this is not a supportive decision. Or she's not giving supportive statements.
Exactly what I'm doing.
No, you're evading a question, because to provide a candid response to the committee would contradict a statement from the White House. Let me ask you about your presence in Fulton County on January 28th of this year.
Now, that was weird.
You were present at the FBI's raid on the Fulton County Elections Office on January 28th, correct?
I was present for part of the FBI exercising a warrant approved by a municipal judge.
Yes, and the FBI was there executing that warrant to seize ballots and materials associated with the 2020 election, correct?
Yes.
And are you aware that members of this committee have already opened inquiries into your election-related activities?
Yes.
And are you aware that your general counsel and deputy general counsel have already provided testimony to this committee regarding those activities?
Yes.
On February 2nd, you sent a letter to Senator Warner regarding your...
If she is throwing Trump under the bus, why isn't Ossoff playing along? Genuine question. I actually don't know. That's the only thing that makes me second guess.
I don't think it's super obvious, and I think he's just going down his line of questioning.
Yeah, usually these guys have their line of questioning written down prior to coming into here. Like, they're reading off papers and everything, yeah.
But also, he probably wants a harder response, right? But she can't... I mean, you can't really do that. She's doing it enough. I agree.
Well, technically, if she wasn't a Republican fucking sellout piece of shit, you would hope that this person would be publicly stating... We had no reason to believe it was an imminent threat. But then, of course, she would be immediately removed from the cabinet, I guess. But yeah
she'd be removed from the cabinet. But who else has, like, done this besides, I guess, maybe, like, what's his name, Tillis or whatever, who's not running for re-election? Even the people who aren't running for re-election haven't really gone full out like Marjorie Taylor Greene, I guess.
Sure.
Letter accurate?
I don't recall the exact date, but if I sent a letter that had my signature, it was accurate.
You stated in the letter that your presence at the raid was, quote, requested by the president, correct?
Yes.
When did the president request your presence at the raid?
The day of the raid, the warrant execution commencing.
The day of the raid?
Yes.
He called you on the phone?
I'm not going to disclose how the message was delivered, but it was a request from the president's administration to go and help oversee this warrant being executed along with the deputy director of the FBI.
Is it your...
I feel like I actually should watch this now. Because
you should.
I might just be autistic, or I might have a totally different interpretation from everybody. This is also... I don't know if she has to say anything about what comes from the president, because there's this really broad thing that I don't understand called executive privilege. And I think it's like the Fifth Amendment, like, times 20 billion. Basically, anything related to the president, you can just say, executive privilege. I don't have to talk about this. I don't know if she actually has to say anything about communication between her and the president, but she's literally saying
it's an order from the president.
Yes,
is crazy.
Yes. She's literally saying, the president of the United States is the one who ordered me to go to Fulton County to be there. Like, that's a pretty crazy statement.
The letter that
Warner regarding your presence at the raid, was that letter accurate?
I don't recall the exact date, but if I sent a letter that had my signature, it was accurate.
You stated in the letter that your presence at the raid was, quote, requested by the president, correct?
Yes.
When did the president request your presence at the raid?
The day of the raid, the warrant.
And the day of the raid, Jesus.
Okay. That's a crazy one, too.
An execution commencing.
I mean, was she even in the fucking area?
I mean, she's a DNI. She could just take I'm sure they got like a CIA black ops jet or something, right? They can invoke that in court, but Congress has the power of oversight. No, the executive branch can't conceal things from the legislative branch. No, I'm pretty sure they can, right? Because I think on the J6 Select Committee stuff, a whole bunch of that, people were claiming executive privilege and stuff, right? Like Mark Meadows never had to testify or anything. What?
Kafka typed, too.
Executive privilege isn't that strong. They can overcome it with a sufficient showing of the need for evidence. Yeah, I guess I don't know what that sufficient showing means or how often executive privilege is overcome, or
that's probably not a hearing though. That's probably like,
yeah, no, it wouldn't be here being another
thing.
Yeah,
so she could just claim executive privilege here and then make him like actually do that. Here's later would be my guess.
Maybe. Yeah.
request your presence at the raid?
The day of the raid, the warrant execution commencing.
The day of the raid?
Yes.
He called you on the phone?
I'm not going to disclose how the message was delivered, but it was a request from the president's administration to go and help oversee this warrant being executed along with the deputy director of the FBI.
Is it your role to oversee?
The FBI agents who were conducting
Is it your role to oversee the execution of criminal warrants?
It is my role, based on statute that Congress has passed, to have oversight over election security, to include counterintelligence.
But you said you oversaw the raid, correct? You just testified you oversaw the raid?
Portions of it.
Okay. Did you handle any ballots or election-related materials?
No.
You were inside an FBI evidence truck, correct? You were photographed inside an FBI evidence
truck. It was an empty truck, yes.
The president stated, quote, you looked at votes that wanted to be checked out.
The senator's time is expired.
Did you look at votes as the president
stated? Senator Ossoff, your time is expired.
You respond
for
the record?
No, she cannot respond because...
No, for the record. Will the director please respond for the record to that question is my
I'm happy to respond to questions for the record.
Support journalism you trust. Support PBS News. Donate Fox.
Wait, she said she was happy to respond to questions.
Well, that's where the Twitter clip ends. That guy got out of committee, Mullen, 6-5, I think, right? By one vote? By Fetterman. Oh, no, 8-7, not 6-5, sorry. 8-7. Fuck, I hate that guy. I hate Fetterman. Wait, can we please step back for a second and just level? We all agree we prefer Fetterman to fucking Dr. Oz, right? Yeah, but here, this is my issue with Fetterman, okay? Fetterman seems like he fucks with Democrats for the love of the game, okay? Like, Sinema and Manchin were our crazy pivot swing votes that the whole country was looking at, and their votes were vital in the Senate. These were like the most important people on the planet, okay? Until you knew the power they had. But now, it's not like the Republicans have a single Senate vote up or whatever, and Fetterman is our huge swing vote. And that's, he just fucks with us for the love of the game. He just fucks with us for the love of the fucking game. What the fuck? Yeah, and it's not like Fetterman is sitting in some hugely deep red fucking state or whatever, where it's like, oh, well, that's all we got. Fuck that guy, dude. The question is, do you hate Fetterman more than a MAGA Republican? If Fetterman is gone, he's not getting replaced by another Democrat. Is that true in Pennsylvania? You don't think so? I don't know if that's true or not. But Fetterman to me is not, he pushes the boundary of like, I don't like this guy. Like, I almost wouldn't care if he was replaced by a Republican because I don't even know how reliable of a vote he would be. And when I see him, because Fetterman uses terms like Trump derangement syndrome and everything. I don't know. I don't like the dude. Heading to vote, and I will remain the only Democrat that refuses to shut our government down. Pay TSA agents. Reopen. Yes. PA seems to be going heavily Dem this year based on special election performance. Hopefully, we're all going heavily Dem. Like this shit? From a monthly high of 302,000 to less than 27,000. Sorry, I'm a Democrat that votes for a secured border over a wide open one. Like, bro, the fuck is... Come on, bro. We're waiting for a response back, but the meeting yesterday was... trying to get heavily involved with that, the 23rd District of Texas. Let me check my emails. We laid out kind of our proposal and everything for that. I want to sink my life into that for the next 6 months, if the other side agrees. What is the race? Who are we looking to support? Well, I'm waiting for a response. I don't know their last name. The campaign name is like Katie for Congress or whatever, but we just have to make sure everything's on the up and up for us to start doing shit. And then I'm going to need Spanish speakers in this community because it's a very Spanish district. Or we're all going to start doing Duolingo on stream 6 hours a day. Did you see the retarded way they were doing DEI shit? It is as retarded as it looked.
Uh-uh.
Apparently they were just feeding a bunch of stuff into fucking ChatGPT or Claude or Grok or some shit.
It's
and they
Grok.
Were asking like, is this DEI? And if it said yes, they were just like, it was just fucking retarded. Oh my God.
Football history, I guess it was iconic also, but not quite in the same manner. But I watched that. That was incredible. The annual Army-Navy game is truly one of the most special occasions in all of sports. But in recent years...
Remember when you liked that random blonde woman's Twitter pic? Bro, that was similar, okay?
Most special occasions in all of sports. But in recent years, the Army football history, I guess it was iconic also, but not quite in the same manner. But I watched that. That was incredible. The annual Army-Navy game is truly... one of the most special occasions in all of sports, but in recent years, the college...
Okay, I only followed college football as a kid. That's it. Because of Cornhusker shit and then Callahan. Never NFL stuff, because in Nebraska, we didn't have an NFL team. I don't think they do now. I have never in my life heard of this Army-Navy game. Is this actually like a big deal thing that like a lot of football players watch or follow, or is this just like a military thing? I had never heard of this shit before. Okay, a lot of people in chat saying yes. Okay, I guess it's just whatever then. I've heard about it all my life. How have you never heard? I had never heard of this until a few years ago, I don't think.
This football playoff expansion has encroached on this sacred 4-hour time slot traditionally reserved for Army and Navy. So, what did I do? I went out. I don't know if I could have pulled it off. I have much more power in my second term, don't you think? What do you think? Would you say, Brandon? Much more power. First term, I don't know if I could have gotten away with this, but what did I do? I went out and said, I'm going to sign an executive order to ensure that the second...
Saturday in December, sign an executive order to ensure that the second Saturday in December is preserved exclusively. Nobody's playing football, not Ohio State against Notre Dame, not LSU against Alabama. Nobody's going to play football for 4 hours during that very special time of the year in December. It's preserved forever for the Army-Navy game. Now, if you don't want to watch football, you don't have to. But if you want to watch football, you're only watching one game. You're not watching 19 different games, all of them in many ways big. So, Coach, that puts a little pressure because the whole world's going to be watching. So nobody else is going to be allowed. Of course, we'll probably get sued at some point. We always get sued. But
everyone's saying this is a big game, or actually just Army/Navy brat/retards. I'm not saying that, like, there's not a rivalry or the people that follow this don't care a lot about it. I just never heard of this before. Like, I'd heard of NFL shit and the Super Bowl and that stuff. And then obviously for college football and when we change conferences, the Big Ten, like all of this. But I'd never heard of, maybe they mentioned it once or twice on the radio, but I've just never. It feels like when I hear Trump bring this up, it feels like he's saying this is like a monumental football game that all football fans watch and care about. I just never heard of it growing up.
We always get sued, but we win those suits and we'll win this one. The only game that's going to be played, so we preserve that time, no matter who it is. You're playing the Army.
Do they play by NFL rules or by college football rules?
Army-Navy game. It keeps it special. We like it, right? Are you okay with it?
College football rules. Wow.